Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. This week's Parsha, Yitro, in the Haftarah is from Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1, through chapter 7, verse 6. Today's Unraveler was originally promulgated on February 7, 2015, by Rabbi Chuck Simon, who has been the executive director of the FJMC for more than 30 years. Rabbi Simon begins. I recently saw the movie Whiplash. It's the story of a young man who is driven to be the best musician possible and the complicated and very often destructive relationship he has with his mentor. This aspiring artist is willing to sacrifice everything, including his friends and potential lovers, to achieve his desires. That's the short version. On another level, the film is about artists seeking spiritual experience. Artists, whether they be musicians, actors, dancers, composers, are people who need to create, to work with their hands, walk and listen to a different beat than what most of us experience. The career and life decisions they make are not driven by a desire for comfort, or in some cases even family and community. The motivations are different, perhaps very much like a prophet. This Haftarah for Yitro is only partially about prophets. It begins with Isaiah receiving his commission, realizing that he has a calling, or shall we say he has been called. He, like the artist or others who have callings, questions himself. He wrestles with himself because he realizes the nature of the commitment he is about to make will shape future relationships with friends, family, and persons of stature. Even though most of us lack callings, the lesson is clear. Every decision we make has implications and will shape future actions. The second part of the Haftarah is about us. It is about the interactions of people. It is about the tension we experience when we encounter potentially high-charged situations. We are reminded that the way to handle complicated personal or political situations is to be calm and to be firm, not to be threatened by hotheads and irrational threats, and most of all, to believe. The belief referred to in the text is a foretelling of the birth of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a great king who brought peace and justice to the land. He is the one to whom Handel refers to in his great work, The Messiah. In the film, the aspiring musician understands that in order for him to become the person he hopes to be, that sacrifice will have to be made. For those of us who lack callings and seek to find meaning in other important ways, this Haftarah offers the same message. The ability to believe in our task and our missions can guide us into a better future. The prophet speaks, and we the people are charged to listen. For those of us who hear that drumbeat, there is much to be learned. Thank you. Shalom, y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.